1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Phone tappy make you happy?
Oh.
Whoa.
Yappy?
Yeah. Why don't we do one?
Yappy.
And today, ex-British intelligence officer Clover is back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's British? Is that the thing?
Yeah, I've always been British.
What? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
What
I didn't
does
know.
Sound like to you?
I thought it was Australian or something. No, okay.
I can't really do the voice, but I'll try.
Hello, Gubner. It's me, Clover.
Terrible.
Did I do it right, Jose?
Very, very close, mate.
Maybe Clover and Gippy can have a phone tap rendezvous in the future.
No, that's not. I quit.
No. you're a scary agent.
I'll take you down. I'll slit your throat,
that
mate.
That would be amazing.
Okay. I don't see. It's more Scottish, I think.
It's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This is Scottish.
Right. Okay, let's move forward.
For now, it's just going to be Clover, and he's calling a guy who recently volunteered to take a shift for his neighborhood watch.
Uh-oh.
And I think we can all guess who's in charge of that.
Yeah.
It's Clover. And of course, he's going to take it way too seriously.
Yep.
In your brand new free money phone tap right now. And remember, after you hear it, caller 25 is getting $500.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone taps.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Your chance to win $500.
Hello?
Oi, is this Evan with?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
We've never spoken before, but I'm part of the homeowners association that you just joined.
Okay. Sorry, what'd you say your name was?
Me name's Frank, but me mates call me Clover.
Clover?
Yeah. Apparently I've survived so many battles. Must be lucky. Like a clover.
Okay. Sorry, what is this call about?
I see. You signed up for our neighborhood watch, right?
Yes.
Good. I know 200 hours, you and I are going to meet up, okay?
What is that, 2 a.m.?
You ever heard of military time, mate? Oh, 200, 2 a.m. It's the time when the good things are in bed and the bad things look to feed.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but that sounds really weird.
Look, here's the strategy, all right? I'll be at your home around 1 a.m. You may not see me, but I'll be hiding in the bushes. Or the trees, you know, to get a lay of the land.
No, I don't. None of this was anything that I signed up for. I volunteered for the watch, but I thought this was going to, you know, 9, 10. I'm not.
Question your leader, all right?
I didn't know you were my leader. I don't even know who you are.
I already told you, mate. My name's Clover, and I'm the head of the neighborhood watch.
I'm super, super confused. I didn't know that I was going to receive a phone call or a visitor from a Clover.
Let me explain. I'll be in all black when I show up, but you won't see me. But at exactly 2 on the dot, you'll hear a quail noise outside your bedroom window.
A quail noise outside my bedroom window?
Of course, everyone knows what a quail sounds like, right?
How the hell would I know what a quail sounds like? I've never seen a quail in my f***ing life.
Sounds something like this, mate. Listen. Right? You got it?
So I'm supposed to wake up at 2 in the morning and listen for a quail.
Yeah, you better pray it's me, too. Because if it's not, I've either been killed or compromised.
Now, you're killed by a quail? I have no idea where you're
going. No, Evan, you follow along. Quail is our code. If you hear quail, that's a good thing. That means I'm still there and I'm alive.
Yeah, look, maybe I'm misunderstanding all this, but I thought this was a neighborhood watch and like a HOA.
This is what it takes to survive in the suburbs. Danger lurks around every corner, Evan.
I didn't know that about this neighborhood. I moved here because I heard it was actually safe.
Oh.
I mean, you're making it sound like a nightmare.
It is safe because of me.
Why do they even need volunteers then? You've got it covered, dude, I guess.
I need your help because their operation's getting too strong, mate. Just last week, I caught a raccoon going through my garbage, if you can believe that.
Okay.
The bullocks on the little guy. But don't worry, I don't think you'll be seeing him anymore.
Yeah, hey, look, I don't think I'm available at 2 a.m. to fight raccoons or whatever it is you really want to do.
You don't need to be scared, all right? You can have your choice between a crossbow or pickaxe. What'll it be, mate? I'll bring them both.
I mean, I'm not scared. I'm just,
sure.
If I'm being honest, you sound a little unstable, dude.
All right. Would an unstable person use a fake accent to do a prank phone call on you? Answer me that.
I'm sorry, what was that again? I can barely understand you.
Well, that's pretty true. I can barely understand myself. Maybe I should stop using my accent, because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, you're calling me from this is a radio station?
Yeah, I'm on a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and your wife Mindy set you up. She said you got guilted into volunteering for the Neighborhood Watch, so she wanted us to play a joke on you, man.
Oh my God, dude. You're scaring the shit out of me.
Well, good. You should be scared.
You had me convinced I was going to be out, like, waterboarding squirrels all night or something.
They don't let me do that anymore.